Good afternoon, men.
Good to be here with you this afternoon. As my brother said, my name is Ray McElroy. I was blessed and privileged to spend six seasons in the National Football League. Played four with the Indianapolis Colts, played one with the Chicago Bears, played one with the Detroit Lions. Had the opportunity, fellas, to play against legends. Played against guys like Brett Favre, Dan Marino, Barry Sanders, Jerome Bettis, Hines Ward, Emmitt Smith, Donovan McNabb, Keyshawn Johnson, Isaac Bruce, T.O., Jerry Rice, Randy Moss. The list goes on, fellas. I played with future Hall of Famers like Peyton Manning, Marshall Faulk, Marvin Harrison, and Brian Urlacher. Those guys were my teammates. Now, as my brother said, I'm in town this week speaking in the area schools through an organization called Sports World Ministries. My regional manager, James Collins, is in the house. I want to make sure I introduce him to you. Y'all say hi to James for me, my guy. And also, you guys are very familiar with Tom Helms. He's one of our area managers. Tom is here. Wherever Tom? Tom. There's Tom there right there. One of our guys that help us do what we do. And I know several of you businessmen in the room, you guys help seed our outreaches. And just want you guys to know the outreaches are going very well. And please know you guys are welcome to hop in and come hang out at a school assembly with where we're going. Come see us. Myself, James, Tom, Chris Linville, who's been carting me around all week, and we'll get you a school schedule so you can hang out with us. It's been a blast this week. The kids are great. When I'm not speaking in schools, fellas, I am also now the current team chaplain for the Chicago Bears. Yeah. Amen. And so I'm going into my second year of doing that, and that's been pretty cool, hanging out with Lovie Smith and Devin Hester and Urlacher and Matt Forte and those guys and trying to pour into them spiritually, keeping up with the 53 sweaty men's. So pray for a brother. I need your prayers. All right. So I got a word that God laid on my heart that I want to share with you guys. And very familiar passage of scripture that I want to lay down today. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 9. And we're going to cross-reference this scripture with Psalms chapter 23, verse 1. Matthew chapter 9, we're going to be reading for you today verse 35 through 36, and then we're going to cross-reference that with Psalms 23:1. Okay? Matthew chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. In my Bible, I have a home in Christian Standard Bible, so it may read a little differently. But my Bible reads like this. It says, "Then Jesus went to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness." Verse 36, "When he saw the crowd, he felt compassion for them because they were weary and worn out." Somebody say weary. And worn out. "Like sheep without a shepherd." Okay? Now turn with me really quickly to Psalm 23. Most of you don't even have to turn there because you already know the scripture backwards and forwards. Verse 1 says this, "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack." Or the King James Version says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Just for a few minutes, I want to talk to you from the passage, "Is the Lord your shepherd?" My challenge to you today, men, is to ask yourself that question. Is the Lord your shepherd? Going back to Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it says, Jesus went to all the towns. He went to all the villages. He was doing this thing. He was preaching. He was teaching. He was laying hands on folk. They was getting well. And then it says in verse 36, he looked among the crowd and felt compassion because he noticed that the crowd were weary and worn out. Somebody say weary and worn out. You know, men, in my experience, a lot of us fit that category. See, as men, we have a tendency to sometimes feel like we got it all going on. Maybe it's just me. I can handle it. Big man on campus. I got big muscles. I'm athletic. I'm intelligent. I got this thing. I'm a man. Right? And sometimes we get in God's way. God observed the crowd and he said, "You guys, you think you got it all together, but really, you're weary and you're worn out." We got men sometimes that play the role that they got everything figured out. And one of my challenges as a chaplain is trying to convince young men that got a whole lot of money, that got a whole lot of power, prestige, and platform, that they need God. That is one of the biggest challenges that we have as men, is convincing other men that, yes, you may have position, yes, you may have status, yes, you may have platform, but at the end of the day, you need God. Just like sheep need a shepherd. If anybody understood that, it's David. And I think it's interesting that David, out of any other man in the Bible, would say in Psalm 23, "The Lord is what? My shepherd." You know, when you think about David and the fact that he declared that, think about some of David's attributes, okay? I know a lot of us, maybe some of us have been in church all our life. Some of us, maybe this is your first time ever coming to a meeting like this. But I think just about everybody in the world knows who David is, okay? David in the Bible. He's a pretty popular guy. Think about David's attributes. Now, if anybody had the right to walk in pride and arrogance, feeling like they don't need God, it was that brother, okay? When you think about it, I mean, think about his life. Let's take a couple of things. David, when he was a very young boy, was approached by the prophet Samuel and said, "David, even though you young, you just a boy, guess what? One day you're going to be king over all of Israel." Not only did God handpick David, bypass every single man in the whole kingdom, but think about it. He also bypassed every single man in David's own house. Remember, David had seven brothers, and they were all older than him. And traditionally, the oldest was the one that's supposed to receive all of the blessings. God bypassed every man in Israel and every man in David's house and said, "You, little boy, you're going to be the man." Now put yourself there and don't think that that wouldn't have you walking around your house like, "I'm king, I'm the man," right? He had a right to be proud about that, didn't he? What else is the attribute of David? As a teenage boy, David was defeating 9-foot-9-inch men. Brother didn't even have a game plan. He just went out there with a rock. Ha! They was gone. David was a bad boy. As a young man, David was not only a soldier in the king's army, but he was leading older, wiser men than him. And the Bible is very clear. He wasn't just leading, he was dominating. The Bible said David killed over 10,000 men all by himself. David was a bad boy. But not only all of that, but the Bible says David was handsome. He could dance. He could sing. He could play music. Man, I told him last week, David was the type of dude, you hid your girl around David. You didn't want your girl around David. The brother was bad. Be like, you come home from work, your wife get an invitation. "Ooh, baby, David having a barbecue." "Hey, you know what? We can't make that. We busy tonight. We can't." Yeah. "We ain't going to that." You hid your girl around David. You ain't bring your girl around him. He was a bad boy. And you think about, as bad as David was, with all of the attributes that he had, David didn't lean on what he had. He leaned on what he needed. Ah, that was good for me. He said, in spite of fellas, he's speaking to us today, he said, fellas, in spite of all my good looks, my athletic ability, David would have been the team captain of the Indianapolis Colts, Chicago Bears. He'd been an all-pro player. He said, in spite of all of that, you know what? The Lord is my shepherd. When he declared that God was his shepherd, men, what was he saying? What does it mean to be a shepherd? What does that word mean? If you define the word shepherd, it means protector. It means a guide. A shepherd is someone that watches over others. And when you think about David saying, the Lord is my shepherd, you know what he's saying to us today, men? He was like, fellas, I got money, I'm athletic, I'm good looking, I'm strong, I'm powerful, but you know what? If God's hand didn't own me, I'm nothing. I need God's protection. I need God's guidance. I need God watching over me. He said, I need God to be my shepherd. Man, we got to get to the point to where we understand that no matter what's going on in our life, good or bad, we need God to be right in the center of it. And if David, of all people, can stand up and say, I need a shepherd, fellas, how can we not say we need a shepherd? Go to John chapter 10. I want to show you something. You know, one of the reasons why it's so difficult for men to admit that they have a need is because most men, if we be real, we got trust issues. It's hard for us to lay down our guard and trust in something and admit that we have a need because we don't want to be perceived as weak or insufficient. Maybe it's just me. As men, we don't want to be perceived as weak or insufficient. But see, we got to get to the point to where we say, God, you know what? I trust you to be my protector, my God, and the one that watches over me. I trust you to be my shepherd. I think when David penned this passage of scripture in Psalm 23, he knew something about God that maybe sometimes we miss. Basically, what he was saying is, I can trust God. And one of the things that I parallel with Psalm 23 was found in John chapter 10. Look at verse 11. It says, I am the... Oh, did you get that? I am the what? Good shepherd. Look at verse 14. What does that say? I am the... Isn't that interesting how I show up again? Now, who is this speaking right here, fellas? Jesus, right? And I think David realized that, Pastor, way back in the Old Testament, that God wasn't only a shepherd. You know, because anybody can tell you what to do. Go here. Go there. Do this. Don't you do that. Right? David didn't see God as somebody that just gave him orders. David didn't see God as somebody that just gave him a bunch of rules and regulations to do. David didn't see God as only his shepherd, but I believe he saw Jesus as the good shepherd. I need somebody to get that. God doesn't only want to be our shepherd, but he wants to be our good shepherd. In fact, he is the good shepherd. Matthew chapter 9 says that Jesus went about all the towns and villages preaching the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and every sickness. And when he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them, for they were weary and worn out like sheep without a shepherd. You know, it's very easy to get tired when you're trying to do things your way. It's very easy to lose hope and get worn out because you're not trusting in the Lord, but you're leaning on your own understanding. But God says, you can trust me to direct your path. David understood that Jesus wasn't only his shepherd, but he is the good shepherd. And if Jesus is the shepherd, then, fellas, who are the sheep? I'm sorry, who? We are. And can I make a declaration to you, fellas? Sheep need a shepherd. Y'all didn't hear me. Sheep need a shepherd. Okay? You're gonna want to write this down, because I got four characteristics of sheep for you. I don't know if you heard this before, but I got four D's for you. Four D's that characterize what sheep are. Okay? Now, Bible is teaching us that Jesus is the shepherd, and who are the sheep? So don't get mad at me, because that's what the Bible said, right? We the sheep, okay? I want to give you four characteristics of sheep, okay? The first D, four D's. You know what sheep are, fellas? Yeah. Dumb as a box of rocks. You leave sheep by themselves to their own device, they'll just wander off. You nearby a cliff, a sheep will just walk right off the cliff. Just dumb. Okay? Sheep are dumb. But you know what? Number two, sheep are dirty. Sheep are dirty. I know some of y'all used to watching them old cartoons with Droopy and he was the shepherd and the sheep look all pearly white on the cartoon. I wish I had some folk from the farm, from back in the country, to see sheep getting all up in thickets and got mess all in their coat and stuff. And most of you, if you're familiar with sheep, understand that sheep, if they're not careful, they have like long tails. And so when they, I got to say this right, when they mess, the mess get on their tail, and then when they wag the tail, the mess on their tail get on them, okay? So now they walking in mess, they covered in mess, okay? A lot of what's on the inside of them is mess, because when sheep graze, and I got all this from a sheep, from a shepherd, I got this just for y'all, so get all this. When sheep graze, they're the animals that graze the closest to the ground. Most animals that graze, they graze a little bit higher. Sheep, they be like eating dirt along with the grass. And so because of that, they're consuming parasites and bugs, and they got a lot of mess on the inside of them. I wish I would connect the dots. I guess you don't know, folk, that all that's in them is mess. Only thing that come out of them is mess. Every time you see them, they look a mess. Uh-huh. Every time you see them, they look like they've been in mess. Uh-huh. Yeah. Jesus said in his word, he's the shepherd, we're the sheep. Sheep are dumb. Sheep are dirty. Can I tell you something else? Sheep are defenseless, fellas. You think about it. Now, I ain't trying to offend nobody, because I see some strong boys up in here. And now y'all want to fight because I done called you weak and defenseless. What you talking about, Ray? Look at the gun show, baby. Oh, I ain't defenseless. Yeah, keep living. God will put us in situations where we won't have a choice but to look up and call out his name. And some of us have been there. Some of us been there. Some of us may be there right now. Yeah. We're totally defenseless. We're just out here. And God is saying to us today, it's okay to feel that way because you got a shepherd if you just call on my name. That's my job to protect you. It's my job to cover you. Amen? Sheep are dumb. Sheep are dirty. Sheep are defenseless. Can I tell you the last D? Sheep are dependent. They are totally dependent on the shepherd for every need. To be fed, to be housed, to be fenced in, to be guided. Sheep need that. Sheep are dirty. Sheep are dumb. Sheep are defenseless. They have no natural way of defending themselves, nothing. And sheep are dependent. But men, I came here to let you know you can trust the good shepherd. You know why? Because I got four D's that represent the good shepherd. The first D that Jesus is, if we're dumb, Jesus is our discipler. Somebody say discipler. The Bible says that if any man lack wisdom, man, all he has to do is ask it. And the Father will freely give it. The Bible says, ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, men. And the Bible says the door will be open. Anywhere we lack, God has it for us. He's our discipler. But number two, Jesus is our, I'm going off of my memory right now, Jesus is our defender. He's our defender. If we're defenseless, God is our defender. You ever been in a situation where somebody says something to you and you felt the need to rise up and say something back that wasn't in your Christian terminology? Somebody said, you must have been with me earlier today. I can't believe you found out about that so quick, Ray. Can I tell you something, fellas? You don't have to fight your battles. And I know as men, sometimes we feel like we got to stand up and be men and defend ourselves. God says, I'll fight your battle for you if you just stand still. You guys familiar with Devin Hester? Devin Hester is one of the most outstanding athletes in the National Football League. I told those guys, because on the football field, I know you guys didn't know this, but on the football field, you know, they get kind of rough. Sometimes they don't say kind words to you on the field. They try to push you and pick on you and bully you a little bit. And I told the guys at chapel, I said, fellas, stop fighting your own battles. You stand still. Because if any of us know, when you fight back, what usually, who the flag usually gets thrown on? That second guy, right? Tell you what, the next time you get in a situation like that, stand back and let God fight that battle for you. Green Bay, you guys didn't see it. It was a Sunday night football game. The camera didn't show you this. But Devin got into it, one of the corners. First half, I never forget, I'm standing right there. Now, we had just talked about it in chapel past the time. And the dude pushed him and was pulling on him. And he let go. And Devin was about to deck him, and he stopped. And I was like, good boy, good boy. All right? And I walked over to him, and I said, Devin, I saw what you did. He was like, Ray, I wanted to get him, Ray. I wanted to get him. And I said, listen, as God is my witness, you're going to get it back. Okay? And God's going to use you to do it. Second half, first series, fade route, touchdown. Yeah. And I ran over to him. I was like, right? He was like, you told me, Ray. You told me, fellas. Can I tell you something? We don't got to fight our own battles. Sometimes it takes more strength to stand still than to retaliate and lose our religion and our Christianity over some fool that don't even know the Lord. And you know what happens is we lose our testimony when we do that, don't we? Why don't we allow God to be our defender? He can get them a whole lot worse than we can, I guarantee you that. We need to be praying for them folk. Tell them, hey, you don't even know who you're messing with. You know who my daddy is? He'll jack you up. Amen, somebody. He's our defender. But number three, he's our deliverer. Somebody say our deliverer. You know, I told you that we're dirty. And you know, because a sheep is dirty, they have no way of cleaning themselves. They missed that, James. As men, when Adam and Eve did what they did in the garden, sin entered the picture. And fellas, we ain't good enough, we ain't smart enough, we not intelligent enough, we ain't got enough money to clean ourselves. Somebody ought to say amen. But thank God we got a deliverer. Somebody shout hallelujah. That washes us white as snow. If we just ask him and invite him to do so. Thank God that he is our deliverer. Can I tell you the last reason we can trust the good shepherd? Is because he is totally devoted to each and every one of us. 100% devoted. How can you say that, Ray? Because you know what? The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ died for us. He said, I knew you was going to mess up. I knew you was going to fall short. I knew you was going to screw that up. But you know what? I died for you anyway. How can you not trust in a God like that, that looks beyond our faults and sees our need? Man, can I tell you something? We can trust the good shepherd. He's our discipler. He's our defender. He's our deliverer. And he is 100% totally, absolutely devoted to each and every one of us. My question to you is, can we say we're as devoted to him? David said, hey, fellas, I don't know where y'all at, but the Lord, that's my shepherd. He's my protector. He's my guide. I need him watching over me. In other words, I need God. There may be somebody here today. You need a shepherd. And for whatever reason, you've been thinking you can handle it all by yourself. As you get into your discussions this afternoon, let's be real, fellas. Let's talk about that pride that sometimes keeps us from experiencing the good shepherd at work in our life. Amen? Let's pray. Oh God, we love you today and thank you so much for this time. Thank you for your word that's real, that is life-giving and life-changing. Now, Father God, as we enter into our discussion time, Father God, your presence here was evident, and we wanted to remain with us, Father God, during our time of discussion. Father God, continue to minister, and Father God, we just love you and thank you for what you did and what you are doing even right now in the midst of these men. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, fellas.